This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Many banks are expected to announce quarterly earnings today, and many analysts expect to see profits in a place that hasn't been that exciting traditionally, credit cards. These days, consumers are acting smarter and delinquency rates are down. They're also starting to feel more comfortable with the state of the economy, comfortable enough to spend more. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Credit cards look pretty good compared with mortgages or other low-interest bank products. They generally charge rates in the teens.
12% plus up to, 20% in some cases.
Jim Senegal covers banks and credit card companies for Morningstar. He says banks also like the steady income from merchants each time people use their card. Overall, the economy is stronger, and the industry is reaping the rewards of tighter lending standards.
That made for really good results in the way of losses. Banks aren't losing much money at all because of those two factors.
The industry may also be benefiting from regulation. Andrew Davidson is with market research firm Mintel. He says the CARD Act of 2009 sought to limit certain fees and simplify interest rates.
Obviously, the card industry did feel that it had increased costs as a result of the regulation. They did, I think, in the long term benefit from this better consumer behavior in terms of paying back their bills.
Davidson says card issuers are feeling confident enough to again pitch cards to mid and subprime borrowers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.